The peak body representing psychiatrists is concerned that baby boomers are lagging behind younger generations in their understanding of mental health. The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists says baby boomers are more likely to rely on their GPs when experiencing mental illness rather than a specialist. But GPs are defending their role. Thomas Ariti reports.
The College of Psychiatrists says a knowledge gap is putting baby boomers' mental health at risk.
There's a lot of misunderstanding in the Australian community at large about the roles of different mental health professionals. And we found that this was particularly so in older Australians.
Professor Mal Hopwood is the president-elect of the college. He's expressed concern after a community survey of 1,000 Australians aged 18 and over.
Their capacity to discriminate the role of a psychiatrist, a psychologist, their general practitioner or others in the mental health space was nowhere near where we think it should be.
According to the survey, baby boomers are twice more likely than 18 to 24-year-olds to seek advice from their GP rather than any mental health professional. Professor Hopwood says it comes down to education.
Younger people have been exposed to a range of sources of information about mental health and what mental health professionals do, whereas perhaps for older people, they grew up at a time where discussing mental health was not the thing to do.
Professor of Youth Mental Health, Patrick McGorry, says young people might have a greater understanding of mental health issues, but he's not convinced they're getting the help they need.
Middle-aged and older people have got much better access than younger people. So the facts in terms of access point in the other direction, which is why, of course, programs like Headspace, which are really tackling the access issue very well for young people, have been established.
Associate Professor Michael Bagent is a psychiatrist on the board of Beyond Blue.
A younger person's more open to accepting a diversity of interventions that can be helpful for them, from psychological and social through to biological interventions as well.
The College of Psychiatrists says GPs provide excellent primary care, but they're not mental health specialists. Mal Hopwood says immediate expert assistance is crucial, particularly if someone is considering self-harm, and he says the trend puts additional pressure on GPs as well as hospitals.
If we look at the literature coming from emergency departments of hospitals, we know there are a lot of presentations with mental health problems.
Associate Professor Michael Bagent.
I often think if only we'd been able to intervene a bit earlier in this person's situation, if the person had identified the symptoms earlier, we might be avoiding them presenting to the ED department in such a sort of dangerous presentation.
The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says it's not that easy to simply refer a patient to a mental health specialist. Dr. Liz Miles is the president of the college.
Getting patients into psychiatrists is incredibly difficult. They are not available across the country. They are mostly in capital cities.
Professor Patrick McGorry says the survey shows that times have changed.
GPs, especially for middle-aged and older people, are the point of access for mental health care, just like they are for every other type of care. And there's been a lot of work done by GPs and with GPs over the last 10 years or so to make that more accessible and increase the skills of GPs.
Dr. Liz Miles says general practitioners are well trained.
General practice covers the whole person, including their psychological and social aspects, and mental health is a core part of our curriculum.
The President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Liz Miles, ending that report from Thomas Ariti.